Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk for March the 21st of 2015 is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. The Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. And the calendar doesn't look, it looks kind of bleak. It does. Kind of bleak, so we're going to listen to the Flowers of Edinburgh for just a second so I can make sure this calendar isn't quite as bleak as it sounds. We got it figured out here, just how bleak. We made it a little less bleak. There's a dance tonight if you're listening in the Moscow area, the 1912 building, third Saturday dance. This is looking pretty good. Nora Scott's going to be calling. They've been doing some caller workshops and things, and at the Blaine Schoolhouse in the summer, they're going to be looking at the results of that caller workshop. So there'll be some local callers working with Nora Scott at this dance. This is looking like the way a dance ought to be, you know, where different callers can call different things. So that'll be awesome. There's also a dance at the Walla Walla folks are doing their dance at the old Unity Church. It's no longer the Unity Church. They call it something else now, and I can never remember what it is, but it's at 810 C Street, that dance. So you want to be sure and check that out, because that's going to be fun stuff. Alrighty, I'm into it. I'm into it big time. Alrighty, Buddy Mondlock is playing around the area. He's playing around the Seattle area, and he's doing some gigs up east of the mountains. He was just in Spokane last night. You want to be sure and check out Buddy Mondlock. I believe he is in Pasco at the Unitarian Universalist Church there on Sylvester Road. That's sponsored by the Three Rivers Folklife Society. Buddy Mondlock, and oh my goodness, you have to go see him. He is really, really something. And he's one of the best songwriters, one of the most underrated songwriters ever. And he has an amazing, amazing tenor voice. You want to go see Mr. Buddy Mondlock. I swear to you, you would regret it if you didn't. And a lot of people have recorded his material, Emmy Lou and David Wilcox. But when Buddy sings his own stuff, it's amazing. It's just kind of sad that he's not, like, out there as much as he should be, but then maybe that's the way he chooses to be too. What a voice, Buddy Mondlock, in Pasco tonight at the Unitarian Universalist Church. Oh, Buddy Mondlock. Oh my gosh. And I'm going to miss both of those gigs. Too much stuff to do. Too little time to do it. And there's a big powwow, a couple of powwows going on. There's one in Denver right now. You can go to that one, but there's one at the Beasley Performing Arts Coliseum there in Pullman. 28th and 29th of March, the Beasley Performing Arts Coliseum. And grand entry starts at noon, and the host drum is Mandaree out of the Dakotas. They do old-style drum stuff. And they are also something to see. Sometimes a lot of sort of songs without words as much. Not necessarily just straight-up melody either. It's hard to explain that vocal style, that old style that you sometimes hear. Mandaree, they're into grass dancing and things like that, so be sure and check that out. Mandaree. As the host drum for the 39th annual Palutspu Powwow. JJ Moninik, the head man dancer on that one. Oh my goodness, and Valerie Adrian, the head woman dancer. So that's happening. All right, Easter weekend is the weekend of the April 3rd and 4th. And Mitchell Fry is getting married. And I think you can go online. You can RSVP to it if you want to. Mitchell Fry is getting married. Congratulations, Mitchell. Mitchell, and I think her name is Melavia. I've never met her before, but I've heard reports she's amazing. There's a dance there, too. Phil and Vivian Williams calling that one. That's one you got to RSVP to, because they need to know how many people they're handling at their It's a wedding reception dance. Mitchell Fry been calling for many, many, many years down this neck of the woods, and he's getting married. Oh, my gosh. So there you go. That's worth talking about. There's all kinds of other stuff going on, but that's as far as we're going to get, I think. Don't you forget the big tumbleweed benefit, the big tumbleweed benefit, and this is a big one. This is, I think it's at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Pasco. It's Hank Kramer and myself all on the same show in the Tri-Cities. That'll be fun. Hank Kramer's playing the library, I think, on the 16th there in Richland. And then we'll be doing this gig together. He is so fun to work with. And, of course, he is the king of folk, they say, the king of Western folk, according to some press release somewhere along the line. And me, I'm just in his shadow. I can't even hold a candle to him, according to the press. But that's okay. He is the king of Western folk, and hopefully I can at least maybe clean the mud off his boots or something like that. He is really fun to work with. Hank Kramer and I doing a benefit for the tumbleweed. The tumbleweed benefits, which Badger Mountain Dry Band, I think, were the first ones to start doing that. And then I followed suit, and these things have kind of taken off. But tumbleweed needs the money. All the festivals do. And so, therefore, that's what we're doing. All righty. Yakima Valley Folklife Festival, the Yakima Festival. I think their applications are out. Normally they send me something, but they haven't. And so I think they're doing the festival. There are dates set up for it, but nobody's been sending me anything. So come on, you Yakima people, tell your folks to get their act together. Alrighty? Okay, so that's where we're at. That's where we're at. How about we hear a little bit from the group Leahy, this French-Canadian group Leahy. I think Natalie McMaster married the cellist for this group, Leahy. Alrighty?
Francesco Bar. Mentre due giovani ormai vecchi lamentano del lavoro che non c'è. Ai 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 ai. Ai 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 ai. Arriva il politico di turno. Prego, posso offrirvi un bel caffè? Se mi voterete potrete anche fumare proprio qui nel San Francesco Bar. Ai 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 ai. Ai 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 ai.
Yeah.
The group Leahy from Nova Scotia with a little bit of kind of electric arpeggio thing going on there. The Call to Dance. We also heard their thing called The French. They play in sort of the Cape Breton style. In between there, we heard Umbrascato and their San Francisco Bar. This wonderful hodgepodge of Americana and Italian working all together. It's really cool. What a great discovery that was. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Trout to steak. We're going to change themes here. Trout to steak. It's pretty good stuff. We're going to get into the Americana thing. We have a little, some old-timey things and stuff going on. Alrighty, trout to steak.
San Francisco Bay. Been in the dust, I've been in the town, I've been in the mountain shade. Lord, Lord, I've been in the mountain shade.
Everything changed. I became what I never thought I could be. Is this me? Or am I lost and just along for the ride? She looked at me with a sideways glance, knowing nothing could be left to chance. I closed her eyes, standing still. I swallowed the happiness pill. fifth steps, 1, 2, and 3. What he wants will never be enough. It all down, sleeps outside, bombs of smoke and goes on.
Fix, Lindsay Lou and the Flat Bellies. Man, that's a real interesting sort of hodgepodge of new style, new school writing, and old school acoustic, bluegrassy type stuff all kind of working together here. It's pretty cool. And the whole album is kind of like that. The kind of almost the tension between old and new and different styles, which results in something better than what having tension oftentimes doesn't do. Yeah. You know, we have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to be right back for lots more. You just hang on because we're coming back. Hang on now.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, providing a stage for live American roots music featuring jazz, bluegrass, and blues. Open daily with a menu of traditional pub fare, craft beers, and cocktails. Rico's, a gathering place in Pullman since 1909.
Partly to mostly cloudy the rest of the day and windy, with high temperatures reaching 55 in Pullman, 59 in Lewiston. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny with highs near 60, but next week has a chance of showers all week, highs in the 40s and 50s.
Thank you.
devotion, but when I close my eyes, surprised to find what I carry with me is inescapably just like an old song that brings you back home, like a sweet old melody. Take it with you when you go.
Played a man. said the lady, hear the nightingale sing. Said the lady to the soldier, will you marry me? Oh no, cried the soldier, that never can be. I've a wife in Columbus and children twice three. One wife is a plenty, too many for me. Young lady, take warning by me. Don't place your affection on a soldier so free. Don't place your affection on a soldier so free. You'll be deceived like mine has done.
Liz Laprelle. Do you remember Liz Laprelle? She was at the Tumbleweed Festival about, what, 7 or 8 years back when Philip and Teresa Morgan brought her over. Liz Laprelle and her mom, Sandy, and then Liz had her own album out, and now she's got this album out with Anna Roberts Gabelt. I think I got to look at Gabal. I got to pronounce this name properly. And this is two women that are doing this stuff, and these folks have studied it. They know what they're talking about. This is really, really, really old stuff, which is why we played the old songs from Lindsay Lou and the Flatbelly Band. We played the old songs, and we went right into old, old, old songs. These are very old songs. Here's another old-timey singer who's been around for a lot of years, since the mid-70s, when he came out with that very first album, the old Whiskey Before Breakfast album, Norman Blake, Stormin' Norman Blake. He's not storming as much as he used to. He's kind of playing a little bit slower, but he still has it. This album is called Wood, Wire, and Words. And Stormin' Norman, he still knows what he's talking about when it comes to good songs. There's some gospel tunes on here and work songs and love songs. Old, old, old stuff, folks.
Well,
old,
friends,
old stuff.
Back in the old steamboat days on the river, they would hire people that lived along the river to keep a light burning in particularly difficult waters, like where there were shoals or sandbars or islands. And they would pay those people, the government would, either $10 or $15 a month to keep that lantern burning. If it was a real difficult light, it was $15. Now, this song here is about an old feller that was heard to be talking about that. And he was talking about how that him and his wife was fixed up for life because he got that $15 a month for keeping the government light on the river.
Keep her up.
the government light on the river. Catfish and bass just ready to catch. I'll tune up my fiddle and rolls in my bow. Pass away the time with Cotton Eye Joe. Cape Girardeau to Cairo by Thebes on the hill. The courthouse where Lincoln tried cases at will. Coal oil's a nickel, cornmeal's a dime. Big river rolls past that lantern of mine. And my name is Will Harper. I live in the bend where the steamboats go round and around again. Me and my wife, we're fixed up for life. And the lantern will go out no never. For I'm the keeper of the government light on the river.
Let me say so, babe.
my goodness, young folks doing old-timey music there. The Foghorn String Band. I believe they're out of Portland. Pretty good stuff. We also heard The Soldier and the Lady and a couple and one other from Anna and Elizabeth. And we heard Norman Blake. Norman Blake, the government. The man the river ran the government lighthouse. Will Harper. Yes, indeed. Well, we're just about ready to wind up this hour. It's Dan Marr with my St. Patrick's Day voice. Uni says to tell you it's my hangover voice. And, you know, there might be some validity to that, or it could just be that I just sang really hard. Could be both. Yes, indeed. All righty. But, you know, and she's generally fairly correct. So she's doing a playlist. Un Jung Shin doing the playlists and reading about all the bands and reading about all the things that we need to know about here on this show. It's just a real treasure to have this kind of thing. And that's what it's all about. Alrighty, if you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. Don't you be forgetting now, March the 26th, this Super Thursday. We always need your support as listeners. It's like an uphill battle all the time. And but those who do support feel good about it, and we feel good about the fact that you all support. And it's so important that you do that. So go ahead and do that. Those folks in Spokane, yours is coming up the 21st through the 25th of April, and the same thing applies. Same thing applies. It's really all about you, and it's all about me, and together we make an usness. And an usness is a cool thing, isn't it? Alrighty. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and ain't nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Vinland Folk. And until then, we are out of here. If you're thinking about this show, you're living in the past. Gotta go. See you around the bend now. Bye.